Thank you for choosing Archtop Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Oh, yes. I'd like to find out about switching over to you guys.
I'd be happy to help you with that. Can I get your name, please?
My name is Priscilla Bennett.
Hello, Priscilla. I'd be happy to help you see if we can get you switched over to us here at Archtop Fiber. Can I get your street address?
It's 514 Route 212, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
One moment while I look up that there. Route 212, Saugerties, New York. There we go. Let's see. It looks like we are able to service your address, so we actually do have service available in your area.
Yay.
So would you like to complete sign up today? I can help walk you through that process and do it on our end if you'd like.
Yeah, because I got this a thing in the mail that says $69.99 a month. 2-year guarantee price with automatic and paperless billing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to set it up.
Alrighty, I'd be very happy to help you get service set up. Now, is this for home or business?
Home.
Fantastic. And you're looking to get the 1 gig net internet like it is on the flyers?
I don't know, whatever.
So on the flyers, they say like it's 1,000 megabytes per second upload and download speed. So that's 1 gig internet speeds. That's what we're talking about. So that's the actual speed reference. So that's the one you want
to
go with?
That doesn't make any sense to me. So.
No worries. All right. Can I ask you about how large is your home?
What do you mean, like how large?
Like how many square feet is it?
Oh Christ!
If you don't know, that's fine. We're just asking because certain sizes of homes can see a degradation of service based off of their size, and depending on the size of your home, we do recommend a certain amount of Wi-Fi extenders. They aren't necessarily required. You can opt to go without them and see how service works for you to see if everything is.
I can ask my husband. Hold on.
Take your time.
Yeah. How many square feet is our home?
Huh?
How many square feet is our home?
1,500.
All right. For a home that size, we typically do recommend at least one extender. As I was saying before, you can go without one for now, get service installed, and see how service actually works for your home with just our modem and router combination. And if you're seeing a little bit of degradation of service, you can always give us a call back and order one later.
Okay.
Are you in need of any kind of home phone services? This would be a landline service we have that has all the features you would expect to come with, like a home phone service.
No, because we just got rid of ours recently because our bill just kept going up, so...
No worries there. So I have your home address. This is 514 Route 212 in Saugerties, New York, 12477. Do you guys own or rent your home?
Own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you receive your utilities? Are they overhead or do they come from underground?
They are overhead now.
They're overhead? No worry. That's no worries for us. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Fantastic. Can you spell your first name for me just so I can get it properly into our records?
It's P-R-I, S like in Sam, C like in Charlie, I-L-L-A.
And your last name?
Is Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
Thank you. What's a good email address for you?
It's GemsReal. It's G-E-M like in Mary, S like in Sam, R-E-E-L at yahoo.com.
Thank you. And the phone number you're calling me from, that 845-389-0843, is that a good callback number for you?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let me just get that information in for you. We do have a couple of ways we can contact you. We have phone, email, or text messages. Which one would you prefer to have us contact you by?
Probably phone or text message.
All right. I do
Doesn't
have a couple.
Really matter.
Yeah, I understand. I do have a couple of disclosures I have to give about our communication guidelines. So here at ArchTop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointments via text. Let me assure you that we're only going to use this method for account-specific updates. We won't send you any advertisements to your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone calls. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And for our phone, because it's a separate disclosure, I'm sorry, we do have to go through this, and you agree to receive phone calls, some of which may be automated or pre-recorded from us here at ArchTop Fiber or its agents at the phone numbers you have provided with us. You may revoke this consent at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase. So just to go over the order, we have a 1 gig, which is 1,000 megabytes of a home Wi-Fi, home internet service. No extenders at this time. You can always give us a call back. No home phone service needed at 514 Route 212 in Saugerties, New York, 12477. You do own your property and you get your utilities overhead currently. And your billing address is not separate from your service address. As part of the process of this, we do need to run a small credit check. It's just to determine whether or not a minimum deposit is required. Don't worry, it's a soft credit check. It's not going to be hitting on your credit score. We're just trying to see you are who you say you are. You can opt out of this at any time, but doing so will require you to pay the minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run that soft credit check today?
Sure.
All right, 1 second while I get your information over into our system. So just give me 1 moment. I'll be asking you for your social security number here in just a moment. Priscilla, just give me a few more seconds.
Sure.
Alrighty, I'm almost done. Sorry about the long wait. Our systems are being a little slow today, so. Gathering the rest of your information since the system finally decided to not hiccup on me. It's always the case, isn't it? It's like, hey, I'm gonna make sure you know everything goes smoothly until you're right at the spot where you need it to be. All right, Priscilla, whenever you're ready, go ahead with that social security number.
073-520-458.
Thank you very much for that, Priscilla. It's working right now. Just give it 1 moment. All right, you're a great match for us here at ArchTop Fiber, and you won't be required to make that minimum deposit, so that's fantastic. Now, we do have a couple of options. Would you like to enroll in our auto pay and paperless billing? Doing so will get you that $10 discount if you decide to go with a automatic payment through your checking account. That way you get the most benefit, and you're getting that $69.99 price.
Yeah, that's what I...
All right.
Now, can I ask you one question?
Sure.
So it's $69.99, and then there's their, like, taxes and this fee and that fee and this
No,
fee
ma'am. No, ma'am. So all of our taxes and fees, including all of your ArchTop Fiber equipment, is included in the price we tell you. So that $69.99 is what you will pay for your total service.
Okay. And can I pick the date if it's going to automatically come out, or do you pick the date?
So the date that is automatically selected typically is the day of installation.
installation. Okay.
It's an installation date. We don't charge you starting off the bat. We actually charge you the day, and we charge you from the day service starts, and you pay for the month going forward. Your after that, your billing date will be on that same day every single month.
Okay.
All right. And you said you didn't want to go with the checking account?
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you're ready, go ahead with your bank's routing number. That should be with the Mid-Hudson Valley?
Yeah.
What is the account number?
You want my checking account number?
Yes, ma'am.
4107 1001. Hold on, I'm not sure that's right. I'm going from my brain.
No worries, ma'am. Go ahead and take your time and find that information out. I'll just gather the few bits of information else I need, so that way we're not worrying about anything else.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
4-1. Oops, sorry.
Go ahead.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. It's 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
0-7.
Mm-hmm.
1-0.
Mm-hmm.
1-0-0-0-1.
So that should be 4-1. That should be 4-1-0-7. 1-0-1-0-0-0-1. Correct?
Correct.
Fantastic. And this, you said this is your checking account?
Yeah.
Is the name on the account Priscilla Bennett, or is there another name attached to it?
There's two names. It's Robert W. Bennett and Priscilla A. Bennett.
You said it's Priscilla A?
Yeah, that's what's on the check.
Okay, no worries. We can just use your name. That it just needs to correlate the name to the account. So we'll just use your name. Do you authorize us to make ACH direct debit payments? This is going to be pretty much an electronic check for direct debit payments.
Yeah.
Fantastic. As an option, you can add a nickname to this account just in case we need to give you a call. We can always double check this name as another means of verifying your account. Would you like to add a nickname to this account?
No.
You don't have to at this time. You can always choose not to.
Yeah, no.
And would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yeah.
Fantastic. One moment while that generates a small token just so that it can continue to gather that information. All right, we're good to go. I do have a couple of our installation disclosures I need to go over with you, so I will be doing that at this time. And at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, and we'll help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current internet provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your installation before you cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online. You won't have to worry about that since we're doing automatic payments by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Fantastic. So, you said you got a flyer in the mail. That's a great way about hearing about us. Here at Arshot Fiber, we've been sending out a lot of those. For our technicians, should they be aware of anything on your property, such as buried wires, septic tanks, anything of that like?
Well, our septic system's in our backyard.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what, because we our services were underground, but we had a break in ours, and it was too much money to dig up our yard to find where the break was, so we went overhead. I'm trying to think. I don't think there's any.
I will add in the note that your septic system is in the backyard, just so that they're aware of it. It's not necessarily something that they'll go into. They usually don't go into the backyard. We usually typically stay in, like, along the pathway from along your driveway and in your front yard. And when our installers get there, they're usually in the house to make sure service is installed properly. But it is something that they should be aware of. I'm also adding in that you do have former utilities that went underground, so they're aware of those as well, just in case they do need to bury the cable.
Yeah, because I'm just outside looking, because then we built our garage, those services, I believe, are underground. There's no wire in the house, in the garage.
No worries about that, Priscilla. Well, our technicians will be able to handle that, no problem. So do you have any other comments, questions, or concerns you'd like to address with me today?
No, that was it. I was just anxiously awaiting somebody besides Spectrum, just like everybody else is around.
Oh, I understand that. So we're now at the point where I can actually get you scheduled out for installation. We do have a minimum of it's a 5 business day waiting period. We typically don't operate on Saturdays and Sundays for those 5 business days, so it's 5 weekdays essentially. So the earliest we can get out to you currently is the 16th, which is next Friday.
I don't think I'm working next Friday. Yeah, that would work.
All right. So we have full open availability on the 16th. We have 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3:30 p.m. What time works best for you?
I would go with let's go with the 8 a.m.
8 a.m. on the 16th. Fantastic. So, Priscilla, I've got your name, Priscilla Bennett. Email of Jim Friel, I believe you said. Jim F. Friel.
Jim's Friel.
At yahoo.com. Just to double check your email, that's G-E-M-F-R-E-E-L, correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. I'm glad I made sure I got that incorrect. And your phone number of 845-389-8043. Would you like to add any kind of notes or messages, like having the technician give you a call or text right before they arrive?
Yeah, because then I'll just stick my dogs in my bedroom or something. It's not that they bite, but they jump and they just make a lot of noise.
They're the friendly, bouncy kind. I understand that just perfectly fine.
Yeah. I can put him outside or something.
No worries about that, Priscilla. So I've got that submitted. It's been successfully scheduled for you. So here in a few minutes, you'll get 2 emails from us here at ArchTopFiber.com at thatjimfriel@yahoo.com. One is going to be a overview of all the information we went over with, as well as a confirmation, just an email confirmation letting you know that you scheduled an appointment with us for August 16th at 8 a.m. That appointment will last or could last for up to 2 hours. If they have to do our drop cable or pretty much connecting you from the street to your home, that appointment will take 2 hours. If they manage to get the drop cable done beforehand, it will only take about an hour to hour and a half. The second email you're going to receive is going to be an invitation to set up your Archtop Fiber online account. On that email, you'll see a temporary email address below a link that will lead you to our login page. Go ahead and sign in. It'll ask you a couple security questions as well as that temporary password, and then it will direct you to change your password from the temporary one.
Okay.
But other than that, you are good to go. Is there anything else you'd like to, anything else I can help you with today, Priscilla?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and welcome to the family. We look forward to having your service installed next Friday.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.